Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we, we chose the Walgreens of San Francisco. Now, Mike, you touched on this. In San Francisco, I don't know what's going on, but specifically, the Walgreens are getting shoplifted and targeted. But it's happening so much that Walgreens itself, they plan on closing all their locations there. Right? Closing their doors permanently. And so they reached out. First, the news covered it. And now it's becoming a national story where Inside Edition shows up. So Inside Edition goes to one of the locations. This particular Walgreens, it's been hit so many times. Walgreens, as I said, they plan to close the doors for good. And this store will be the third in San Francisco this year to close specifically because of excessive shoplifting. So Inside Edition shows up. They have all the cameras. They have the lights. They have the reporter. They have the witnesses. And as they're filming this in the middle of the day, not only does someone come in to shoplift from Walgreens, keep in mind, it's not like the cameras caught this guy in an aisle sneaking stuff. Homeboy ran and jumped over the counter of Walgreens. And again, the cameras are on Inside Edition. People are familiar with this. Jumps over the counter, grabs an air mattress, and guess how he made his escape? On the scooter that he also stole.
Oh, yeah.
All of this.
Gangsters.
They're just filming. This guy just jumps over the counter, grabs an air mattress, hops on a scooter, takes off. Everyone looks at each other, and basically the person who's being interviewed was like, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Happens all the time.
Stuff like that.
So your mattress.
Amazingly, in spite of all the hilly streets in downtown San Francisco, if you've been there, you know this to be true, and the fact that he's only on a scooter, he still got away.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. So I'll be looking for that episode of Inside Edition whenever, because I just want to watch this guy in the background jump over the counter where the cashier is, grab the air mattress, grab a scooter, and then use the scooter to leave.
People are, they should be looking for a guy with an extreme headache because he's going to have to try to blow that thing up manually.
Oh, that's true. If we're going to pass out on the corner. Actually, he'll come back, jump over the counter, steal a hair dryer, then leave again. He can blow it up.
That's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I learned that from the wife. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitches!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today: Conan
O'Brien,
Jimmy Fallon,
James Falone,
Seth. Is there a longer version of Seth?
Seth.
Myers or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, Jerry, the title for you. All these guys have a professional team of writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but the new Borat movie has been making news. It appears that Rudy Giuliani has his hands down his pants touching himself. But he's actually just grabbing a naked mole rat. Or at least that's what I think it looks like.
Ted Smith.
Conan O'Brien.
Ted Smith. President Trump and former president, or vice president, President Trump and former Vice President Biden faced off in a second and final debate moderated by NBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker. Or just as likely between Kristen Welker and President Trump, moderated by Joe Biden.
All right, come on, you guys.
Come on, man.
Seth Meyers?
Fallon.
Meyers.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden faced off in their second and final debate, moderated by NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker, or just as likely between President Trump and Kristen Welker and moderated by Joe Biden. All right, come on, guys.
For the most part, this was much more civil compared to the first debate, which was basically a UFC fight on meth. Yeah, it was a lot nicer. The first debate was sponsored by Red Bull. This one was sponsored by NyQuil.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
James Fallon.
For the most part, things were pretty civil compared to the first debate, which was basically a UFC fight on meth. Yeah, it was a lot nicer. If the first debate was sponsored by Red Bull, this one was sponsored by NyQuil.
Quarterback for the New York Giants, Daniel Jones, explained after the game how he tripped himself up on an 80-yard run versus the Eagles. He said, quote, "The grass can keep up with us."
Ted Smith.
Me, Ted Smith.
Because he's the Joneses.
Yeah.
What makes it funny is when you have to explain it.
Yeah.
Always a good sign.
Sure.
When no one gets the joke, yeah. I was like, killed it.
Crush it. NASA. NASA has an exciting new discovery about the moon, which is a huge announcement coming from NASA, but we have to wait until Monday. NASA, you know I love you, but come on. We're living through a pandemic. The last thing we need right now is a cliffhanger about the moon. Just tell us like Dr. Fauci is saying, I have some good news about the virus that I'll tell you right after the break.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon.
Has made an exciting new discovery about the moon. There is a huge announcement coming from NASA, but we have to wait until Monday.
NASA, you know I love you, but come on. We're living through a pandemic. The last thing we need right now is a cliffhanger about the moon. Just tell us. It's like Dr. Fauci saying, I have some exciting news about the virus that I'll tell you right after the break.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Big news about the moon.
Big news.
Okay.
Wait till Monday.
But we're not going to tell you.
Let's see. First thing I got to say, if you're a college football fan, we're just talking about it. Big Ten back in action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Full slate.
Starting tonight.
Yeah. Should be a full slate of games there. You got some World Series still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good sports weekend. If you're a psychopath, maybe you were watching practice this morning for Formula One. I hate you, Max Verstappen. He's terrible. All right. So everything going on right now, obviously, besides World Series and football, is about politics, presidential stuff. So Saturday Night Live has a great history of having people do very good impressions of presidents.
Well, they definitely have had some good ones.
All right, so I have a top 10 list here of some of the best ones. What would you say, what's your favorite presidential impression on Saturday Night Live?
I have two favorites for very different reasons. I loved when Will Ferrell did George W.
Mm-hmm.
And the HBO special he did with the 2-hour stand-up.
Okay, so that came in third.
Yeah, it's just funny. Okay.
In third.
To the Wayback Machine, when Chevy Chase would do Gerald Ford, and it wasn't anything other than pratfalls, because Gerald Ford was known for being notoriously physically clumsy, and I mean, he'd walk out to the podium, knock over the mics, fall off the stage the whole night.
Was it Phil Hartman that did Bill Clinton?
Chevy Chase Gerald Ford came in fifth.
Ah, okay.
Was Hartman, did he do Clinton?
Right, so me and you, I'm with you, Miles. That's my Clinton. But Daryl Hammond's Clinton made a top.
Yeah,
he does. Second on the
Daryl
list.
Daryl Hammond's Clinton.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Just because of the Warlord sketch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
He's that nugget right there. Warlords.
Phil Hartman did make the list, by the way. He made it for his Reagan impression, number 6 on the list.
I don't remember that. He was there way long ago, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Phil Hartman, you always forget. That's such a tragic story.
Oh, yeah. It really is. And then the more you learn about it, the worse it is.
They said Ronald Reagan, they credited three people, Charles Rocket. I don't know who that is. But
I have no idea.
That is an amazing name. Chuck Rocket.
Charles, I'm going to Google his ass.
Yeah. Don't turn your head. Chuck Rocket will take your girl.
Who played Obama? Was it Jay Farrell?
No, Fred Armisen.
So they...
Yeah, you're right.
They both make the list.
Oh, they do?
Right. Barack Obama by Jay Farrell and Barack Obama, Fred Armisen.
Oh, this guy. You recognize Charles Rocket.
Okay.
Right, you recognize his face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have never known his name.
Yeah, Randy Quaid and Joe Piscopo also played Reagan.
Huh.
And then George W. Bush, he gets a couple people, Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis. I'm struggling here, boys. We're going to be all right. Jimmy Carter, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I can see that.
I do remember that, because the kid calls in tripping on acid. And Dan Aykroyd's playing Jimmy Carter. And it's like a live thing where like people are just calling him and asking questions to the president.
President
Carter, I'm on acid and I'm tripping out real bad. And Walter Cronkite's a moderator.
Oh, we're going to take another call.
And Aykroyd goes, hold on for a minute, I could take this call. And he goes, son, what kind of acid did you take? He goes, I don't know, man. It was.
Was it a liquid or a blotter?
It was a yellow orange paper thing. Son, what you took was orange sunshine. What you knew need to do is sit down and realize you are a human being. Do you have a chair you can sit in? How about putting on some Allman Brothers?
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Obviously, Alec Baldwin made the list for Donald Trump. And then the number one, they say, was Dana Carvey's George H.W. Bush.
Wouldn't be prudent, yeah.
Right? That's what I remember, too, kind of as a kid.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent. Couldn't do it. It's getting to be
1,000 beams of light.
It's getting to be the holiday season. You got to consume. Ah, damn it. I slipped into Barack.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think anybody in this room watched Sex and the City.
No. Did not.
I would venture a guess that everybody's female counterpart did.
Yes.
Probably.
So I guess it's just an article about Willie Garrison. Sorry.
What?
Now I'm thinking about Kenan Thompson. Doing his impression of Willie from upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know. Mm-hmm. They told him, Willie? Willie played the gay character Stanford Blatch on Sex and the City. But he did. So basically, a lot of actors that play a gay character will oftentimes, like, every interview was like, right, like, but I'm straight.
Right.
Like, I'm not gay. So he's just saying, like, he never felt like he had to come out as straight in real life because he thought it would be offensive to gay people. Like, which I kind of get. He's like, you know, he's like people playing gay characters, jumping up and down, screaming that they're not gay. Like,
kind of sounds like there's a problem with that.
Thank you. That's exactly the end of his quote.
Yeah, there's no problem with that.
Right. And
so,
also,
so
like,
what?
What's it matter? Like, you're an actor.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm not really an elephant or whatever I play in Disney movies. Like, right. You don't have to explain that, brother.
It's fine.
Yeah. Right, that's what he says. He goes, when I was on White Collar, nobody asked me if I was a con man. Then when I was on NYPD Blue, nobody ever asked me if I was a murderer. So, he did admit that it hampered his dating life a little bit. He said, quote, at the beginning, you approach somebody at a bar and realize, oh, they want to be Stanford's best friend. They don't necessarily want to sleep with you.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the downside of that.
It is, but I don't know. He was on Sex and the City.
Probably did okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine he
struck. You like, turn me to the dark side.
Well, right. Hampering his dating life is different than us saying it.
Yeah, right? I'm just like, dude, you were on Sex and the City.
Right. Instead of dating 15 women a month, it was only like 7.
And if you have to in that one situation with that one-on-one interaction and you really think it's necessary, by the way, that was a role like every role I played.
So, right.
You know, I mean, if you have to lay it down, it's probably the best time to do it.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't even know the actor's name that played Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm. Something Knopf, I think.
Yeah. I just imagine.
Jack.
I just imagine, like, everywhere he goes. Even if he's if he's, like, happily married, I guarantee you every bar he goes to, there's somebody hitting on him.
Guaranteed.
Sure. And I don't think he's the most likable character from what I remember.
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
But Mr. Big. Mm-hmm. I mean, the name helped.
Mr. Big like Bud Good.
Mr. Big, also a phenomenal group.
Mm-hmm. To be with
you. Oh, no, they weren't.
They were actually a
decent... they weren't.
They were session.
They were not.
It's just
you are incorrect.
Okay. No more words.
Yeah. It sucked. That was extreme. You were close.
Damn.
Yeah. It's all right. The same type of
right,
song.
Same kind of crap. Thing.
Except for extreme had better musicians.
True.
Okay.
Right. Miles is just looking for something. Like, come on. Help me out here.
Come on.
This is kind of interesting. The McAfee Security System Group, they put out an annual list of the celebrities most likely to give you a virus. So these are the most...
Jesus. You mean on the internet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
right. Yeah, not the coronavirus.
Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton.
I was like, good God,
what kind
man.
Of virus are you looking for? Charlie Sheen.
How do I catch it? Right, so the list is the most dangerous celebrities to search for online. But it just means, like, you might get a computer virus. Right.
Sure, computer.
Because at first, I was thinking, like, oh, you got to be careful with, like, some of the sexy ladies. Because it might be a word. Yeah,
that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, my God, man.
It's kind of crazy. Like, Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live. She's number
really?
9. Yeah.
Why?
That is very odd to me.
I don't really know. And this is what the article is saying. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, every year it kind of switches back and forth. But, like, Julia Roberts is on the list.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel's on the list. Like, some of them make sense because they're massive stars. Taylor Swift.
Sure.
All right.
JT. Justin Timberlake.
Yes, yes, yes. I didn't think you were talking about Jerry Thomas.
Mariah Carey. Which...
I'm finding it hard to believe that these would be the... I think it would be more popular people. Not that Justin Timberlake is more popular, but right now it'd be like Cardi B or Post Malone.
Now, she'll give you a real vibe.
Guys that are, you know what I mean, people that are a little bit more...
Or Cardi B's areolas.
Drake or Kim Kardashian or...
You're right.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm telling you, Blake Lively.
One of those Korean pop bands, you know?
Oh, BTS.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dudes in that band. Diddy makes it, and then number one. I'm trying to think of a hint that you might get it. She
is it political? Is it...
She's an actress.
All right.
You would know her from... She has black hair, usually some bangs. She was in one movie that nobody in here saw except Mike.
What's it called?
It's a rom-com.
So she is in a famous rom-com.
It's in a famous rom-com.
She's Pitching Perfect.
Oh, man, I don't know.
But she's in another giant series of three movies that I don't think any of us saw, besides Mike.
Ooh.
It's getting to be a little bit like Twilight.
Oh, wow.
Twilight. Pitch Perfect.
Hold on, what's her name? Don't talk. Kristen Stewart.
No.
Oh.
I was like, dude, you're never going to pull this one.
I have no idea.
Anna Kendrick.
Oh.
Huh. Right. Anna Kendrick?
Yeah.
She's the most diseased woman in all of the internet.
Yeah.
Huh.
I would not have guessed that.
I would have never guessed Kate McKinnon would have showed up on those.
No.
Remember they told you I'd watch that movie Bombshell on a plane?
Yeah.
She's in that. She's great.
Is she?
Yeah. She does a great job.
Yeah.
She plays a serious role. So you typically... Right.
These lists are very strange, though. In 2017, it was Avril Lavigne. In 2016, it was Amy Schumer.
Huh. Times have changed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma Walmart has to temporarily close because of something stinky inside. Meanwhile, in Oregon, man breaks into a home, steals milk and beets, and then runs away to hide. Irishman goes on a bottle-smashing rampage after being asked to wear a mask. A 9-year-old writes a letter to governor demanding the king-size candy bars for Halloween be a thing, as if that was too much to ask. And a man is arrested after calling 911 to report an alien invasion. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Top story. We go to Oklahoma, where a Walmart had to temporarily shut down due to an unwanted guest. Shoppers in the Walmart found the unwanted guest in the men's shoe aisle. A skunk.
Damn.
Huh. Shoppers alerted employees to the animal, and the store was cleared out shortly as crews lured the animal into a trap to remove it.
It's all about make sure he doesn't spray.
Right. And you know what? There's a lot of animals that if I were to see inside of the store, there would be a certain amount of alarm. I feel like if I found a skunk inside of the Walmart, I would really freak out about it. Not because I thought it was going to attack me, but because there's that just instant fear when it comes to skunks that he is going to spray something.
And that's all.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to kill you. He's not going to maul you. But man, oh man, he's going to make you stink for a week.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to run from a bear. I know that they tell me not to, but I know that my instinct is going to be that I'm going to run from a bear. But when it comes to a skunk, I am frozen in peril. Like, should I move fast? Should I not? I don't want to have to go through this.
But skunks make it clear they want you to go away.
Right. And I want to. Right. Don't hit me.
They don't want to spray you.
Yeah, it's kind of, this is win-win. Right. You're curling up your tail.
Stinks,
you know,
to me, too.
That's right. Lordy. In other news, back to the internet, where a man has once again broken the unwritten rule. A video posted on TikTok shows the Tinder profile of a man who is looking for something very, very, very specific. The video showcases that he will absolutely not accept a woman that is a single mother, uses bath bombs, has mental health issues, gender issues, is on DHSS assistance, uses essential oils, or drinks skinny coffee, as well as, quote, nothing over 10 stone.
I have to commend this human being, just based on the fact that, look, they're being honest. Whether if you agree right. with this or not, this saves a lot of people a lot of trouble.
That's
to go
true.
On a date with somebody that later they find out was nowhere near the person they thought.
Right.
At least they put it all out there. You can disagree with every one of those points. I don't agree with any of them. But at least there's nothing hidden here.
Right.
Right.
I mean, maybe there's some more stuff, but that's enough for you to know. Probably not the guy for me, right?
It's just the unwritten rule that really is on everybody's Tinder. It's not just men. It's not just women. It's that... There comes a point where, you know, it's like, hey, I don't like to smoke marijuana, I'd prefer if you didn't. Hey, I don't drink, I'd prefer if you didn't. But there comes a point where you cross that line into like, okay, nobody wants to be around you because of how picky of a person that you are. Now, Miles, you're making a fully acceptable point that we all want what we want. We're all trying to find what we want. That's what dating's all about. You kind of figure that out as time goes on, don't you?
Yeah. But when you see that,
you know
right away that that is not an option.
That's exactly right. You know? So, I mean, that's about, like, so, we're not saying this is a good guy. What we're saying is, hey, ladies, good news. You know not to waste your time. You don't have to waste the date.
There's a lot of good stuff in bottles. It's also poison. So the one that's labeled poison, don't drink it.
Right. That's exactly
there you
that's
go.
All. This guy has a big Mr. Yuck sticker on it. You go, okay.
But he, but he put the sticker on and let you know why.
Right.
So
at least you know. If you drink it, it's your own damn fault.
That's it.
I suck. Do you really want to date me?
Yeah, that's right. Back to the unwanted guests. Two women were woken up in the middle of the night to one of their... How you doing, Ted?
I'm terrible. You want to go on a date?
Yeah. back to unwanted guests. Two women were woken up in the middle of the night to one in their home. The two came out to find a man with a gallon of milk and beets in his hand.
That's pretty Oregon.
Is that what we're calling those now?
Yes, Ted. They confronted the man who then left and they called police. They were able to track him down using a photo that was taken by the ladies and he was arrested.
I'd have been mad about the milk just because I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but the beets, I'd be like, cool.
Go ahead and have them. Sticking with beets, actually, we go all the way over to Russia-Ukraine, where there's a heated debate sparked between the two about the vegetable, or more accurately, what it creates. Ukraine officials have brought the case to the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, claiming intangible cultural heritage over the soup, borscht. This is the latest bickering match that has come out between Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
Hey, if those are your problems...
Right. If now we're talking about who owns borscht, you have at it. That is it for your headlines with that. Go Hawks! Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you again on Monday with a return to the random question, and your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.